Revolution Girl Book 2 Journals, The Cosmology. I saw my guardian angel on a poster once. For a long time I thought it was Light Girl, but I was wrong. It was my guardian angel's image. My guardian angel and Light Girl know each other well. They are coordinated forces of my universe and the universe at large. Light Girl is the creator of the universe. I met her in a psychiatric ward in 2004. She sat next to me when I was scared and alone. She was quiet, serene, soft-hearted, beautiful, cute. Her aura was encompassing and comforting. The telepathy. I telepath with my guardian angel and Light Girl. I talk to them in my thoughts much like one talks to one's own self in thought. Our communication lies more in a sense of my brain receiving confirmations mentally and outworldly. To Light Girl I throw this at him, he did this, I did it again, he did this, he did good. Guardian Angel. The visions. Some of my hallucinations I believe are visions. Trump is going to sell out the human race to space gladiator wars, only to save his own ass, but it won't go his way either. In my 2017 vision I saw a long train of shipping containers full of people, going into space. Someone behind me said, "What a dick." My guardian angel and Light Girl told me to write this down. The goal of life is to leave feeling better about yourself than the last place you left, before you were here in this life body. The prayer ritual. How you feel about yourself has great concern after life. I pray for people who are victims of suicide because they often die depressed, feeling bad about themselves. This lingers after life. When I say a prayer, sometimes I will pretend the coffee is sin, pain and suffering that I release with a drag on my cigarette into a cloud of prayers to lift these souls to where they need to be after life. Prayers for forgiveness not only from the Creator Light Girl, but more from themselves. Lift the weight of coffee with a puff of smoke so peace can be found for this passage's tortured souls. Forgiveness. Forgiving yourself is hard, but from what I understand necessary to live a happy afterlife with your beloved souls of others you've encountered in this or other journeys, including dreams. I try to model the Ten Commandments. My transgressions involve using the Lord's name followed by damn. I rationalize that it's not vain if you're truly praying to damn evil. But no. I've been told damning evil only makes it worse. Worse, like a waterfall of increasing density and gravity. Earth and evil. Humans are evil. We have original sin from somewhere. Some have heavier concentrations than others. I theorize earth forces are often mistaken for hell and that the source of evil in this world is human. Humans are imperfect. Imperfections that make evil deeds come true. Earth forces are trying to keep earth alive. I've spoken telepathically to trees and the earth. They are loving and natural. People have said earth is hell. What makes it that is humans. Evil begets evil and I pray it can be lifted and extracted from souls like coffee into a puff of smoke. Demons. Demons are guardian angels, bitches. No one really knows this. Tools for humanity adjustment. Unleashed as water from a faucet. In pressure and temperature. Demons in turn interact with the physical world, but not as a source of their own desire. Work. They work for guardian angels. She is all things. She is all things with eyes that see me. My cat. My girl. My kids. All things in this world that lay eyes on me, and through me she sees, and through the life of earth, enlightens. Our collective senses are every thought never to waste, carefully calculated, no science required when all seen, it just makes sense and couldn't be any other way. This is a new way of thinking for me, yet feels like what I've been told all along. Boots. Boots picked us from our first visit to the animal shelter. Upon picking her up, she walked right up and into the crate we bought. We keep calling Boots a she when he's really a he. It makes sense though when you know Boots is my guardian angel. My guardian angel chose us from a male cat's body. Boots attached to me quickly upon bringing him home. Because within him, she has been guiding my whole life. Light Girl on the other hand is my god and wife. She's easy to envision within my meditations. We've had such fun here before. We just can't do strange things. Like when we split. 20 years later 2024. So the aliens took her to a planet in the heavens where she resides in quantum entanglement right here with me. Our thoughts and actions are one. She is me and I am her. That is why she wanted to sit by me in the hospital. Because she wants to sit with me forever. When I die I will be greeted by her grace and my soul will experience what can't be conveyed as is beyond the capacity of human imagination. Comma the poems. Light Girl prayer. Light Girl light the day, Light Girl light my way, Light Girl light my smoke, Light Girl tells a joke with this smoke, I pray coffee sorrow souls that play become angels the next day, Light Girl light my body, Light Girl light my soul, Light Girl sit beside me, Light Girl be with me, teach what I should know, Angel in disguise, Angel in disguise, sparking gravity. Her eyes near Halloween, kinky witch near Christmas. Another floral stitch, heart scent daily. Skin gets scaly, anticipation of reply. Fingers synthesized to softer thighs. A smile, a rise. My favorite surprise wheel. Meet again in the future. Wheel trap eyes. Light girl loves Tad. Light girl loves Tad. She's stoned in me now. We saw a silver sunset. The park leaves were wet. We sat there in the sun watching fairies on the run. We could line them up like trains on a floor, gritting our teeth. Electricity from the core and silver. Shocked across the planet, the fuck sticks are mocked. We run the gamut, light girls, red house roulade. Eggs and bacon all the time. Survival smoking, walk the line. Cook the eggs in their own bacon grease. Kids watch the house while I'm abroad as the mind raced. Kitta dances the disco lights. On her hind legs, apple girl, guardian angel. Apple girl, guardian angel, earth angel, star flashes sparkly red and white. Thank you, dear angel. I wouldn't have gotten this far without you. Now that you're here as you always were, feel my joy having you in my mind. We are together in thought, please. Feel my joy of having you behind the scenes and on forefront of my thought. Be in me. Be in my girl, play as my cat, earth angel. I love your recycled plastic dress, clear plastic traces, the body line so fine as wine. Copenhagen. The naked soul dance. I just got done yelling at the high school kid about the trafficking conspiracy. I yelled at his friends and chased them out of the park. Someone called the cops. As they approached, I quickly put my clothes on and packed my things. I had a giant gray duffel bag. I hauled that bag across a large green field in Fjällbacken. There was a large building in that field and I thought to myself, someday Kat is going to run a graffiti school there. A decipherista. Emphasis on deciphering graffiti. I lugged that bag all over the park. It was where I put my clothes before doing the naked soul dance. Running in circles doing plies to release souls. For it was caught soul I wanted to release to be with me in Fjällbacken. My friend Tom Aaron had hacked off her head to take her from me. I saved her with the naked soul dance. And countless other children. Kat. She gave me my first dab at Roxhill. All those Roxhill locals. I loved them and wanted to save all of them and bring them back to Denmark with me before Trump did some dumb shit to them. Sure enough. Now some are facing deportation. Let's go to Denmark. I couldn't let Kat perish. Magnus and the escape. I left all my clothes with Magnus. Tons of cool t-shirts like Nirvana and skate shirts to donate to Haderslev Street Dome Kids. Haderslev looks like a Lego town. I told Magnus all about Kat. He was like, she's kinda young for you, and I said I know, but I will wait till she's older to do anything about it. Till then I gotta save her. Magnus got me a private taxi to a nearby airport because I didn't want to go back through Copenhagen. I left outbound near Haderslev instead. Extra for the ticket. But I was safe. I prayed Kat and the Roxhill locals were as well. The vampires. I took a nap and the Kennedy letter was just gone. My door was locked so only vampires could get in through the air of the cracks in the door. They respected me for the writing and we quickly became friends. Especially since we all smoked. We just sat in the smoking room and talked about all sorts of stuff. Bjorn had a mom who was a famous cartoon artist. Keylime spaceship. Often we would go to the garden and walk around in the sun. Or weed the cobblestone. Under the cobblestone was Keylime spaceship for when she needed to go wherever the fuck she wanted. I never saw the ship. I just sensed it. I could see how the garden floor could slide under itself to reveal a triangle-looking ship that launched up at a slope. The garden was surrounded by the building. Kind of like a psychiatric castle, with flowers and benches and picnic tables everywhere. The Muse Line. It's almost 10 years later, and there is a second generation of Roxhill locals and Delridge kids. Maxine is the new Kat, is the new Muse, is just as much a Princess Isabella, but her color really is lime green. Kat is a raspberry. She looks like a pretty holly bush near my house window. All girls muse me. I write to catch their attention now. I work on stuffed animal war for them. Comma Project 2029. Release and close Guantanamo. Release all non-rapist non-murderers. Defund and close all privatized prisons. Rejoin NATO. Rejoin Paris. Become world leader in environmental sustainability. Demolish the White House and build a scatter park. With picnic tables. Covered and lit 24/7. President can work from home like all federal employees who don't have to be physically present to do their jobs. Skateboarding is rising to be the most popular international sport. International relations begin with a skate session. Disputes handled by game of skate between chosen citizens of countries disputing. Economic justice. Assume all Trump Incorporated and Trump coin assets obtained during Trump presidency. Assume control and sell off. Cash out for Social Security and welfare and Medicare for all. Billionaires shouldn't exist. Trickle-down theory is based on promise that money will be spent. You can't just stockpile money for the sake of greed and measured accomplishment. Human rights exceed the right to greed. If you can't spend it, it will be divested to the community you stepped on to get it. If you're a billionaire and have a gov-approved savings plan, then you can save it, e.g. for something like space travel that benefits humanity on a global scale. Billionaires negatively impact humanity on a global scale. If that is counteracted by something that benefits humanity instead, then you can save over a billion. For that purpose, reform. President must demonstrate integrity. Candidate pre-application. Teachers and police require an associate's or bachelor's degree with ethics and psych courses. Separation of celebrity and state. No more TV stars like Reagan or Trump. That makes it a popularity contest and not necessary clouding the signs of a good president. The Hollywood nation needs a better celebrity, but with exceeding integrity. Bruce AOC 2028. Liberation. I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I will fight for love. Sex work is a legal and unspoken trade. The oldest profession shall see its day in liberation from stigma. It's an international, global commodity. Skateboarding is also an international, global community that is in the process of reversing its stigma as the fastest growing international sport since soccer. Sex work and skateboarding are tenets of a healthy society, global community. Comma Katie. Katie is the only one left that is close to me now. She knows almost all of my secrets. She does not have time for me though. She's starting a new life with a younger man I prayed for her to find. He's richer too, and appears to sincerely love and care for her. It is unrealistic of me to move to a city and expect her to be my only friend. I also fear I'm to die and be with light girl soon. Best if I'm as detached from Katie as possible when that happens. Comma the retract. I need to retract from the circles I've been running around in. I desperately want friends and connections but have burned so many I don't want to burn anymore. At the moment I want to leave while my name has not yet been smeared again by rumor and ridicule. I need to bow out of Seattle. I need to bow out of my life while everyone I'm around these days has a good picture of me in their head. I don't want to be here when the picture has dated itself and ages like milk. I want a positive Seattle legacy. This is why I'm no longer around. Comma the lists. The weight. Trump. Sewer pipe cracked. Cindy controlling. Mom possessive. House too big. Love forbidden love. No rental income. Low pay big expense. CAR. The light. Katie red heart card suit. Skateboarding. Cigarettes. Coffee. Weed. Rocks Hill locals. Vander. Va. Ashton. Isaac. Kivo. Tyler Robb. Delridge Kids. Levi. Travis. Odin. Paxton. Oscar. Vos. Will. Clayton. Kaya. Malik. Maxine. Marginal Way Couch. Holden. Hantro. Ald. B. And. Abby. Brandon. Reese. Ambika. Kyle. Project 2029. Cool Boss. Comma has anyone ever gifted software to a country for helping them survive an intense manic episode?